Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
You had a little mama vibes going on right now. That's how you felt today?
Nah, I had to play that because Yankees did what they're supposed to do and brought my main man Aaron Judge back, locked him up for the next 9 years. He's going to retire a New York Yankee. So I'm very excited about that. So I just wanted to get on my New York-ish for a quick second. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to the Yankees.
Excuse me.
We did it, baby.
The Yankees.
Did it
to the junkies.
I'm happy, yes.
The junkies, yes.
The junkies, all right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Aaron
Judge. That was
Judge,
a good look.
Man. Hell yeah.
I mean, they should have been did that, but you know, we not gonna go back.
Listen, George Steinbrenner ain't here. George Steinbrenner would have never let this shit take this long. Rest in peace to the late great George Steinbrenner, but he would have never let this shit linger on as long as it did. I ain't gonna hold you, Eric. When I seen Jacob DeGrom then re-signed with the Mets, I started getting a little emotional. Like, that nigga's taking a little too long to bring this motherfucker back. Get that man his money and let's move on.
I don't know if you saw, because from the reports I heard, the Padres offered him more money. And Major League Network actually posted Aaron Judge yesterday, I think, in a Padres uniform saying that it was done. So, like, they was, and then when I heard, I kept going back to ESPN before, because I didn't want to text you until I knew for sure, because I'm like, yo, they posting this, but ESPN never reported. Then when I heard today, it was like, yeah, it was actually pretty close. They offered him more money, but Aaron Judge was willing to come back to the Yankees because the number was comparable still.
Come on, man, we here.
Like, but imagine if he was going to the Padres with Soto and them.
Oh, jeez, that would have been ugly. Now Soto could come to the Yankees.
Him, Soto, Tatis, and Machado.
Who's pitching to that lineup? Because that shit would have been crazy.
Yeah. That's you sound like you're getting aroused over there, man.
Me a trip. I'm sorry. I got excited about baseball. I'm sorry.
The bullpen got you excited, huh? Oh,
easy.
Come on.
Easy.
See what I'm saying? I said, Eric, easy. You see what I'm saying? He's outside again. When he's outside, it don't matter the time where we at in the show, he's going to be doing some crazy shit. That's who Fontaine
is. It literally was less time than the first show. we not even, I don't even think we was like 60 seconds in.
The bullpen got him crazy.
Sean out here acting like a 1 minute man. He got excited right away. Minute into the show. I'm done. I'm here. Here go. Take it how y'all want. Nah, we gotta let the people know though. They are rocking shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit.
Let's just get straight into it, cause Sean, you got this shit crazy right now.
We gotta get into some random ass news and shit, right? So it was a guy I had randomly saw online, and you got to explain it like this. He had said that he fell off a cruise ship, he fought off a jellyfish, and he survived off bamboo. It's official.
But, like, so you can't find bamboo in the ocean.
Is what I'm telling you.
And if you get stung by a jellyfish, I think there are some jellyfish that when they sting you, it is pretty deadly. So I don't, and I'm sure it wasn't just one jellyfish in the ocean. But the bamboo, I think, is pretty far-fetched. Because where are you getting bamboo? Like, bamboo is not just floating in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
And you need multiple pieces of bamboo to even do anything with.
I want to set the table here, because I agree with Bri, right? If you fall off a cruise ship, you probably was drinking. So that's first. Secondly, Michael Phelps ain't surviving that fall and swim to land. Because now you're in the middle of the ocean, you don't even know where you're supposed to be going. Like, what direction am I going right now to swim to some sort of land of safety? And then the Breeze point is like, all right, so even if I do swim a little bit, and now, you know what I'm saying, this aquatic wild animals out there, I get stung by something, I get bit by something, I'm fucked. I'm in the middle of the ocean. He ain't survived that. It sounds like homie probably, you know, when you do them excursions, we all been on cruises, you know, when you do them excursions and you got to be back to the boat by a certain time, he ain't get back to the boat. That's what really happened.
He had so many drinks. He was out. He was on the island talking too much and shit. You know, it's always that one motherfucker when they get off on the vacation and shit. It's like, yo, shut the fuck up. Let's go, man.
He was doing the Bow Wow challenge, first of all. Okay, that was the Bow Wow challenge. He made up some shit and it sounded good, so he ran with it.
Yeah. Y'all ever ran into that annoying ass person on vacation, or like you ended up getting like a new friend on vacation? Like, motherfuckers that be like, yo, man, let's go hang out. I think Bri, you was talking about this before, but I definitely had this happen before. Eric Tripp, y'all had it happen to y'all before?
I just be random.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had a random person come up to me on vacation. No. I have had some random people get drunk with me before. So I guess that'll count. We got drunk together randomly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you know, you go on vacation, you meet people in your resort, or you know what I'm saying, you go somewhere, and you, especially once the drinks is flowing, everybody's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you start talking to everybody.
You be at the bar or you know, the hotel lobby, and then everybody's friends now. They saw you earlier that day, so now they remember you. They start talking to you. That's a fact. You always gonna make some new friend on vacation.
Yeah. Once you see a person twice, oh, what up? Hey, how you been? Let's get a shot. And then it's over from there.
Well, and you know how it is,
like,
when we run into other
from
people.
Earlier?
When we run into other people from New York, oh, it's a wrap. Now we friends forever.
It's
now.
It's a party.
But that's part of our survival, though. That's part of our survival when we go places and shit. Like, I think getting lit is always like the number one way. You be like, all right, this motherfucker, all right, yo.
No, facts. I remember.
I think it's.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, Trip. No, get Trip.
No, I was saying, when I went to the ABFF, the Black Film Festival in Miami, and it was like five of us that just happened to be from New York, and we just linked up and was at it all night until like fucking. We wound up all fucking passing out in the lobby of the fucking hotel that everything was in. Shit was crazy.
It's because when we run into other people from New York,
I don't want to be that drunk no more.
Yeah, we get too old for that. But it'd be, it's because since we from New York and we already like surveying a room, so we know like if shit go left, you gonna react the way I react. So then next thing you know, like we already start huddling up, like watch these motherfuckers over here, watch them,
watch these niggas, cause
yeah,
watch these niggas.
It's like a cold, like a New York type of cold.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You already know, y'all got the side eye, y'all talking about yo and bro and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all yoing and broing each other. You know what I'm saying?
That motherfucker from Long Island or upstate, but you don't care because he like from New York and shit. So he like, he get it.
That's the only time when they're from New York, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. But if you get into a drunken ball fight, that motherfucker from upstate is he gonna ride with you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He done drink about 10 beers. He about to crack somebody over the head with a bar stool.
Oh shit!
Listen, I still got friends that I talked to from my last vacation on DR, and DR still got the friends on there.
Ooh, I'm trying to get me some friends from DR to stay in touch with.
No, Bree's talking.
I mean,
different
you
type
want
of
different friends.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is looking for another family out there.
I'm not talking about them actually from DR. They're from other places like Atlanta.
Okay.
Okay. And LA, and
oh no, the ones I'm talking about is like from DR. Like, I'm trying to get me something, you know, in DR. Like, I have a
this
little
your
DR
man,
thing when I go back and forth.
Yeah,
let me tell you, that's very easy.
His name is Frank,
and then I can get like
not
like,
my man, You gotta pick a different name.
No, my middle name. That's my middle name. That's my middle name. But no, so like if I get one joint right, and then like say if I start a family, but like is like $25 enough a month to send to them, or I gotta do more than that?
Excuse me. You are talking about the Dominican Republic, okay?
Hold on. Ad trying to hit him with a finger hug payment. He's trying to hit him with a finger hug payment. If I send a little 25 over there, you
got 25. I send him 30 on Christmas.
Trip, you already know the rate start at $40. It start at 40.
Bro, come on. Monthly, though? I'm not even going to be there.
You never even say.
I'm just going
to see. Yo, if you send your friend's money in jail, you got to send them a decent amount. So, like, what you mean? Like, you send it to another country, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, right? If it's the people from, like, the country, from, like, the hood, then that might be enough.
Okay.
But if you talking about the people that are working in the resorts, that's not enough.
Yeah. All right, so how much do I need for the resorts then? If I can, so 25 is good for the hood. For the resorts, I got to do the 40 then?
No, you got to do more than
you
that.
Probably want the hood joint, though.
In the resorts, they making money already. Right, in the resorts, they're already making money.
Okay, that's what you're saying. So what,
$50?
Yeah. No. You want the hood joint. You want the hood joint with aspirations, B.
You don't want the one at the resort. Because the one at the resort, you know what I'm saying, they'd have been exposed to life a little bit. They know, like, nah, you ain't about to play me like that.
Okay.
Exactly.
Mad people told her she's pretty. Mad people told her she was pretty, and now she knows. Oh, you bad.
Somebody
promised her to come back. All that, like, you know that, so you got to step up. You got to get the hood accent, joint. Though. They got aspirations.
Yeah, I want the one with the thick accent, but got a fat ass. And then, like, remember when we actually fuck with Kanye, he was like up top two big things. I want one like that.
You want to go to the campo somewhere? No offense to my Dominican people. Right? I'm not, like, when I say this, I mean this with the most respect, but you want the ones that are, you know, they live outside of the city, you know what I'm saying? They live outside of the resorts where, you know, they really don't have any light, they don't have the best roads.
The light go out by 7 o'clock.
So if I give them the 25,
the light goes out when the sun goes down.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay, because the ones from the resort, they got some money, so they live in the city.
Plus, they got lights from the resort.
They probably don't live in the resort. I mean, they doing overnighters.
Yeah.
But the ones who live who work in the resorts, they making some money, so they got their little apartments in the cities and stuff that are closer to where they work. What they asking for is citizenship. They looking for that green card. They looking for you to pay, help their families.
See, now that's
they looking
too much.
For you to pay some bills for them. That's what they looking for.
Nah, Breeze, right, bro? Like, look,
too
look.
Much for translate me, though.
Translate it this way, though, right? If you meet the hood shorty that work at Dr. J's on 3rd Avenue,
okay,
right, you ain't got to take on too many expensive dates because she ain't really been nowhere.
True.
Right. Okay.
But you get away with Applebee's and shit like that.
Right. But if you meet the concierge at the Marriott Marquis on 42nd,
now you gonna
now she done, you know, she done been exposed to different things. She like facts. Sean said, every dude been telling her she pretty every day.
Okay.
So you gonna have to take her to Roof Chris.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what Bree's saying. You got to get one of the Campo.
You better go to Melba's. You know Melba's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm taking her to Melba's.
If I get this kind of Melba's, you could definitely do that. You could pull that off.
But what
I'm saying is, like Bree said, right?
Maybe.
You got to get one in the hood that ain't never been. She ain't never seen nothing.
That's the one I want with the thick accent and the fat ass. Right.
Nothing.
She
said, let me tell you something, Anthony.
Yep, I want to say my name. You know what I'm saying? Just like that.
She ain't never seen.
Yo,
and if you send the two pair of felines, if you send the two pair of felines, she's gonna love you.
She's gonna love you. And she bad.
She ain't never been nowhere. Okay. She gonna take all her pictures of them felines.
So if I send her one pair of Jordans, is it
exactly?
It's over.
Oh, you send her one pair of Jordans.
Oh, Jordans. Ooh.
Yo, y'all ain't shit for that, first of all.
Nah, that's a fact.
We gotta get out of here. Y'all ain't shit for that.
No, that's a fact. You know,
yo,
that's
I'm mad. I'm mad. Me and Eric did that shit on cue.
Oh, you already know. She about to upload 55 pictures of them Jordans.
I'm
gonna be a hero in the village. That's what you're saying? I'll be a hero in the village if I send the Jordans. All right, it's lit. I know what to do.
You said that the Jordans, every shorty in the hood gonna love you, and every dude in there gonna hate you. Like, oh, he think he all like.
Oh, este, this is the one who sent them the Jordans.
I'm booking my flight tomorrow.
Fuck. You stupid.
They're not even gonna call you Anthony. They're gonna be like, that's Big Money Tony right there.
Big Money Tony.
I'm here, ladies. Dígame, you know? Like, I've been working on my Spanish too, Eric.
Ed gonna be out there with a little bit of strip club money Friday. This shit, get a little something for the niños right here. Get a little something for the kids right here.
This right here.
Shut up.
get your little something right there. Let me see what I. He gonna be in his pocket. Dominican. He gonna be in his pocket. Let me see what I got for the kids over here.
You know what I got, y'all? Let's, you know. But yeah,
like my fellow Dominicans, you say que lo que.
Tato.
There you go.
Come on, Bri. I've been working on my Spanish. Like, come on, don't play with me, man. My shit getting on point right
that
now.
That's New York Spanish. That's that Dominican New York Spanish.
They know I want them to know I'm from New York though, because that's gonna give me the extra points.
Yeah.
I don't care if they know I'm from New York.
Motherfuckers hit you with that. Where you learn that at? Relax, learning in New York.
Right.
By Junkie Stadium, right? Junkie Stadium.
Okay. Yeah, the Junkies.
They gonna think at play for the Yankees. They gonna be like, he out here just spending all his money and shit. Oh, you buy Jordans. Yo. Oh.
Then I'm gonna just start naming all, I'm gonna name all the Spanish players I know.
What's the craziest finesse y'all had in another place? Like, I think I told somebody before I played in the Canadian Football League.
I don't think I've ever gone that far.
Yeah, nah, I don't.
First of all, Sean, you know personally that I will sell somebody a dream.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
Yeah, I ain't never go that far.
Yo, we watched you sell a dream. Like, yo, your man really was like, yeah, that guy from over there, yeah, he was an asshole. Yo, we've watched you sell dreams.
Nah, that was, I ain't gonna front. I'd never let Ant live that down. That was the illest shit that he did to the waitress at the bar that night. He had her thing and they had really hung out before and that they knew the same people. Ant is looking at us like, I don't know this bitch from a whole room. I'm just going along with this shit because she went right with it.
She did, bro. I couldn't believe it. Like Bree was so crazy, right? I just said a random fucking name, right?
No, like, a random white name.
Oh, yeah, I said a random and white name.
That was all it took.
And it was lit. Yeah, remember we was at the party and we had, you know, that time and then the guy had came. I went into, I don't know where this elaborate ass story came from, but
she went with it. And what made it so ill, because they was talking for so long, I'm like, yo, she got to know at some point, like, this nigga lying. Like, all the shit
it had
can't
to be like
matching up.
Minutes, bro.
Yo, she was like, oh, my God. Bro. She started, like, grabbing Ant's shoulder. She was like, oh, my God, I was so fucked up that night. I don't remember half of these
of
things.
Of course.
That's what that's I said. I was like, oh, she's done. She just know the name, and she thought the name match up to a night they hung out, and
yep,
that was it.
It was over from there, bro.
That shit was hilarious, yo.
That's gullible at its finest.
That shit was top tier finesse to me. Like, you were in the Hall of Fame and bullshit. Like, you Hall of Fame bullshit. Like, you up there, bro.
Yo,
like,
we got to get back over the chairs, though, man. We ain't been there in a long time. I need, you know, so I got to get back out there, man. That's our spot, man.
Damn, them staple spots as an adult be important and shit. We was younger, you know, motherfuckers being Applebee's, getting lit. Like, oh, I'm about to get this drink special and shit. You can't. Oh, some motherfuckers ain't trying to go to no Applebee's no more. They ain't want to hear that shit.
Well, I mean, that was our regular mainstay after the show, though, at Brick. But that's just because it was, like, around the corner. Like, whatever spot was around the corner would have been, like, our regular spot. But the spot uptown that we used to go to, like, that spot, like, we always fucking wild out in there. Like, we just fucking. I remember, what was it, the first time? Remember when we went there the first time with M, we got fucking lit. Every time we went there, we was just fucking lit at that spot. And then, like, I wound up knowing the chick that owned the bar. We had wound up getting cool because we would come in there so much. So it was just like lit. So we got to get back over there because I've been past there, but I haven't actually gone back inside yet. So I definitely want to stop over there. Maybe when y'all in New York and we all together, we can hit that spot up.
Let's see what we got to get us going soon.
Have a drink. And then we gotta once Bree's ready, we gotta go to the office.
Listen, I'm gonna be rete. Okay? Cause I don't know if my son is gonna love the office as much as I do, but
he will, cause you know. Definitely will. He definitely will. Who don't love the office?
Cause I'll be like, son, this is how it's done.
Bree, you gonna get him his first lap dance?
Excuse me?
Are you gonna get him his first lap dance? And at what age do you think is appropriate to get your first lap dance?
Oh, he definitely gotta be like 21.
Okay. Wait, 21?
Speaking of that. Yeah, come on, son. Like,
I'm not Boosie out here.
She's not Boosie out here. Throwing her son in the room with strippers at 10.
On my son now.
I would say 18 though, but all right, 21. Fine.
Bree, let me ask you this though, right? So that
maybe right now it feels like I'm 21, but I'm maybe, you know, I have to consult with his father and see what he thinks about that.
Oh, you know, his dad gonna try to get him in at 15. He good. Just don't drink nothing. He good. Yeah. Cranberry juice for him. Just cranberry juice.
And Bree, don't make sure if he ever try to wear sweatpants, don't you ever let him wear sweatpants to the strip club.
No. Don't be that guy.
We ain't playing that.
Don't be that guy. My strings is loose. Bree, let me ask you a question, because it was that video circulating. I think he was like 8 or 9 years old, and his parents did his birthday party at Hooters.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had, of course, the waitress come out saying happy birthday, and Shorty looked mad excited to be at Hooters. Do you feel that's appropriate for that age?
I mean, I've never been to a Hooters. I'm just going to start there.
What? You never got the wings?
Right. I've never been to a Hooters. So, I mean, if it's just like a regular, you know, restaurant, like a Buffalo Wild Wings, just saying, but, you know, just a little bit more tits and a little bit more ass, they're dressed, right? Like, let's be honest. They're dressed. It's a restaurant. You get food there. There is no age minimum. There isn't anything like that. Of course, a boy being a boy is going to be excited whether he sees that in a restaurant when he's going to go eat, or he's going to see that with a girl that's walking by on the street. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the summertime. So, you know, I don't think I see anything wrong with it right now. I mean, if there was a different intention that the dad had, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get my some creep mode, then yeah. But if it's just we're going to go get something to eat here, you know, a little birthday, whatever, you know what I mean? Go for it. You know, what's going to happen? It's not like the kid is not seeing that in the street when he goes to the mall or when he walks down, you know what I'm saying? Wherever he lives, let's say if he lives in a place where it's summer and it's always warm, you know, these girls out here wearing all kinds of things and even less than probably what they wearing in Hooters.
Yeah.
You go to the beach and girls are wearing less clothes in the pool, you know what I'm saying? Wearing less clothes than I'm sure that they wearing in Hooters. So
basically what you're saying is ain't nothing wrong with a little TNA.
I don't think so. You're gonna see TNA anywhere you go.
That's a fact. That's definitely a fact. I support that. I support TNA. So
I think it's a stigmatism because of what it is and, you know, what the place is. I think that's what's kind of like associated with that.
As long as he don't try to grab a thigh that's not on his plate, I think exactly. It's okay. That's you know.
As long as you're not like, oh, look at that. You see what that? Oh, that. If you're not gawking, you're a child, you know?
Right.
You know, everything has to be modest, right? It's a restaurant, just like any other restaurant. It just is Hooters, and it's just a different type of restaurant for other people. And I think that's what it is. It's the stigmatism of that. Yeah. But it's a restaurant at the end of the day.
Yeah. So.
I agree. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal either, but obviously, you know, the internet made a big deal about it.
Well, the internet made a big deal about every fucking thing, so.
Right, and who's to say he didn't ask for his birthday party to be there? He might have said, I want to go to Hooters.
That's a fact.
Maybe he knew that the wings was elite there. He wants to eat some good elite wings.
Right. I mean, nah, don't get me wrong. The wings is banging, though.
No, they are.
I've never taken my daughters in there, but they've had Hooters wings. I'll pick them up. No, I'm saying real talk. Because I'll pick, if I be like, yo, I want some Hooters wings, I'm going to pick up wings and just bring them home.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's possible Shorty might have had the wings before and be like, yo, that's where I want to go.
Facts. But I ain't going to hold you, Eric. I do like to go, you know, kind of sit down in Hooters and just enjoy the ambiance, you know?
We do, yes.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm like I said, because I'm always going to keep it a buck. I've loved the wings. I've been to Hooters several times. My wife is gonna meet a Hooters.
Yeah.
Right. But I ain't taking my fucking daughters in there.
Yeah, that's a little bit. That's a little bit different.
Right. What I look like taking my teenage daughter in there, and making it seem like, yo, this is a career. You could do this. You fuck were. No, not for you.
Go not grab you an application.
Word. Not for you.
No, no, you will not be working at Hooters.
Right. You will not. Now, if you want me to pick up some wings, a to-go little basket, I could get that home to you, but you don't need to come here for it. No, you don't. There's nothing here for you. It's nothing here.
That's good parenting. Right there. That's good. That's good. That's good parenting.
You know? That's all it is, man.
Yo, let's jump into this Kyrie stuff. He's officially been cut from the Nike roster. Eric, you actually just dropped a post into the group chat. Kyrie had the, because they played tonight, Kyrie had the Nike check blacked out on his sneakers, which I loved. Yeah, I mean, because again, I think it's corny of Nike, you know, to drop Kyrie like that. But you know, I can't wait. I mean, what are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, if Nike did what Nike has the power to do, and again, this is all stemming off of, for you guys that don't know, off of the tweet that Kyrie posted a couple of weeks ago. What was it from Negro to Hebrew to Negro? What was the name of the book?
Yeah.
Or the documentary?
The documentary. Yep.
Yeah. So this is all stemming from that. It was gonna happen eventually, but now it's official.
Yeah, I thought the way they announced it was very corny and unprofessional of them, because technically his contract with Nike was up, I believe, within the next couple months. They had already like kind of known that they might be splitting ties anyway.
Yeah.
But they released it in a way, as you mentioned, to make it seem like this is our way of standing by, you know, anti-Semitism and hate speech. So we're dropping you from your contract, when that's not the case. You guys were already trying to negotiate an extension, and there was no clear-cut path that he was going to stay with Nike anyway.
Yeah.
It was very possible that he would have walked away from Nike at the end of his contract anyway. And they kind of pulled one of them old school, like, before you dump us, we're going to dump you type shit. So that's what makes it corny to me. But I am a little intrigued, because I think if Kyrie plays this right, I don't know if y'all saw it. I believe his name is Jason Greenblatt or something like that. He's the CEO of the ADL.
Okay.
Which obviously was in a lot of headlines after the Kyrie joint. But he was on Breakfast Club today, and I thought it was a pretty good interview. And he said himself that he has tried to reach out to Kyrie because he does not believe Kyrie is a hateful person. And he said himself that he also wrote a letter to the Nets when the suspension came out. And he said himself he felt it was too harsh, that he felt, you know, Kyrie needed to understand the hurt and the harm he could have caused with that tweet. But he didn't feel that the checklist of everything that was being asked of Kyrie was fair. So it's a good interview if people haven't checked it out yet, because I thought he was very fair in what he was saying and his stance. And he said himself, he doesn't feel Kyrie's a hateful person. He doesn't feel Kanye's a hateful person. Yeah. He just feels that the way they've delivered their message, if presented to the wrong people, could become hateful. And he used examples of how people have taken the wrong messages and then delivered on acts of violence based off a message. But with all that being said, I think Kyrie has an opportunity right now, and he has some leverage. He can really do something really special with the sneaker game if he takes advantage of it.
I hope he does. Because, I mean, I got a lot of love for Kyrie Irving, you know? So I really hope he does, you know, covering up that check. Listen, fuck it. Y'all don't. Because that's why I'm at it in my life. If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you too. Straight like that.
Yeah. I heard Nike. Oh. Sorry, I lost my headphone. I heard Nike was doing some shady stuff to what's the other athlete that he was?
Oh, Odell.
Oh, what's his name?
Did they owe the money to?
Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, sometimes, like, you know, there are blessings. Sometimes things are blessings in disguise. And, you know, listen, there are, you know, athletes and famous people who have done way worse than what Kyrie has done.
Absolutely.
You know, with his one tweet. So listen, toodaloo, if that's what it means, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure that there's something bigger for him. Besides this Nike contract, they probably did him a favor.
Right. Yeah, that's why I say it's corny that they released it the way they did, because we know we live in a society where, you know, people are going to make the correlation and think like, oh, you're releasing him because of a tweet. That's fucked up. You shouldn't have done that. Yeah. They should have handled it in a professional manner and was like, hey, look, the contract was up and we're deciding to part ways at the end of this contract, not us releasing you today as if it's a decision only made by us, when Kyrie clearly hasn't re-signed to stay with Nike long term anyway.
Can I ask you a quick question? Because, I just want to know, Nike still dealing with them sweatshops?
More than likely.
Okay, because I just want to say, because the dude that made the announcement, the older dude that was commenting on Kyrie that worked for Nike, I'm pretty sure he's been around for a long time, so he probably was there for, I mean, if it's still going on now, but he's been around. Did he drop himself from Nike when you had them kids in all these foreign countries fucking making pennies to make all these sneakers?
Right. I mean, you could take it. You could keep that theory going, too. Not only the sweatshop theory. How many of these universities does Nike sponsor where they know there's sexual abuse that takes place at these campuses, but you still sponsor that school? Right.
We ain't gonna talk about that, though. They don't want to talk about that.
Right. Right. Then that's when it gets dicey now, because then it's like, well, you know, now they don't want to really talk about it. But. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody got a little bit of dirt on their hands. Let's keep it a buck.
Facts. Absolutely.
We know how it goes. You know what I'm saying? But I think Kyrie has an opportunity to do something special, man. And like I said, Kyrie could definitely leverage this in a way, because right now I think he has the backing from the people right now. Because a lot of people, whether you liked the tweet or didn't like the tweet, I think everyone's in agreement that the punishment was far harsher than it needed to be. Facts. For what he did. You know what I'm saying? So
100%.
Right. Now you got the backing of the people now. So if you do the right thing, and let's say you partner with a black owned sneaker brand, you might be able to propel that into a different level now, where people want to just support that. You know what I'm saying? Or if you come with an affordable shoe similar to like a Starberry, and you'd be like, yo, I'm doing this for the people now, as opposed to charging y'all $150 or $200 for sneakers. Listen, we could do it for $80, and all y'all could have the Kyrie's on. So he could do a lot of things.
Facts. Listen, I love it. And again, I'm not even really a fan of Kyrie sneakers. Like, honestly, Eric, you know, I wear Jordans and Air Max. So I'm not even really a fan. But I think now I will support Kyrie, and at least definitely get a pair of whatever, you know, sneakers he does drop next. I'm gonna definitely support that. Now, Eric, somebody I think is might be coming for us on Shooting the Shit, but they might be trying to come for us on Real Fans Real Talking on the Sanchez Show. And I'm gonna play this song because it's actually somebody that we both fuck with. We done been out with this brother in the clubs and shit, and you know, been partying and drinking and popping champagne bottles with this gentleman right here. So I'm gonna play this song because this brother got a new show. That recently is out now, and I'm actually proud of him though. So I'm gonna play this song, and then you let me, you know, then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yo, Dipset, Lil Weezy, Cash Money. Yo, Ma, let me holler. Let's do it. Ma, I've been hugging the block. That's right. Hustling rocks. I know, I've been puffing a lot,
but a nigga wanna know, baby girl. Killer season, baby. Shout out to Cam, man. Cam got the sports show popping off now. I'm proud of Cam, man.
I am. It's crazy because remember, I think we heard that he was trying to put this together before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we had talked about it, and then I guess, you know, with the pandemic and everything he had going on, he probably just had to wait. Yeah. But he's putting it together. It's officially, I think, dropping. Is it later this month or next month?
Well, yeah, he's been putting out the clips already. I got to check the exact air date for it. But it's definitely very soon.
Yeah. He's been putting it together. But you know, Cam got to get us over there for that, though. We might have to make some calls.
Yeah. Shout out to Tone. I might have to call Tone and tell him, yo, what's up? We need to have that sit down and get on the show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kev, no man. Because that's big. You know what I'm saying? That's something that dope that he's doing.
Oh, can I want to get into this too, man. I know we're gonna get some backlash for it. I have put something in a group chat. But there's this video going viral where, like most TikTok videos, where, you know, people want to create conversation through content, and they'll say things like signs that a man is toxic or signs that a man is undateable. So this young lady did one of these videos, and in one of her signs, she said, if a man is not willing to date a trans woman, that's a red flag for her.
You can answer that one, because
we're gonna start with and Sean is back in perfect timing too for this. But
run it back then, Eric. But since Sean is back,
Sean, you back? So this might be the last topic we get into, because I know we running short on time. But it was something I put up in a group chat, and it was something that I wanted to get everybody's opinion on, because as we know, people, you know, they love to stir the pot. But this woman said one of her red flags in terms of dating a man is if that man isn't willing to date a trans woman. That's a red flag for her. Bree, I'm gonna let you start it.
If a man isn't, it must have been a trans woman that said it.
Nope. And this is what I thought was disrespectful about the post, because people were commenting on it. And people were saying that, you know, she was saying that that makes you transphobic and you're homophobic because you don't want to date, right? So then she, this is exactly how she equated. She said dating a trans woman, right, is no different than dating an infertile woman, because neither one of them can have kids. That was her correlation. If I'm lying, I'm dying. You can look back at the post.
I find that offensive in many different ways. I find that offensive for women that cannot have children, because, you know, that's hurtful to a woman. And for me, at one point in my life, feeling like I wasn't going to be able to have any children, to fast forward being 6 months pregnant now, which is, like I say, my miracle baby. It's a blessing for me to do that. But speaking for the women that cannot 100%, that is a slap to their face. I feel like also for men who have their preference, they are, you know, straight men. That doesn't mean that you are any kind of phobic. That's just your... that's what you like, that's your preference. So for her to speak for other people, because I think that's what she's doing, she's speaking for other people, I think that's completely wrong for her to pass judgment on anybody like that, for several different reasons. I mean, you're gonna start something up that isn't really anything. You understand what I'm saying? You're gonna try to say that men are being transphobic because their preference is to not date a person that's trans. That doesn't mean that they don't like that doesn't mean that they don't like that person as a person. That's just not their cup of tea. And everybody has their cup of tea. And everybody should have their own likes and preferences. And for you to pass judgment on somebody because of their likes and preferences is completely judgmental. And she needs to shut up.
she probably was one of them people that voted for Caitlyn Jenner for Woman of the Year after being a woman for 5 minutes. Like, nah, I'm sorry, Ma. That ain't the same thing. How dare you disrespect women like that? You know what I mean? But it's the same thing as if you can't have a baby. No, the fuck is not. Because when you came out your mother's womb, you had a dick. Okay? Like, I'm sorry to be so vulgar, but it is what it is. When you came out the vagina, you had a penis. Okay? Just because you did whatever you did and now you don't have it anymore, they don't equate you to a woman that can't have a baby.
That's a fact. I thought that shit was super disrespectful. And it kind of, like, reminded me of what we talked about. I think it was either last week or the week before, but we were like, you know, but now all the pronouns and the sensitivity, mm-hmm. it's like the same thing. Like, how are you gonna try to tell a straight man who doesn't want to date a trans woman, or you're transphobic? Yeah. How are you telling me what I am? That's not what I like.
Have I ever disrespected a trans right. person? Like, no. I just because I don't want to date a trans woman, that doesn't mean I hate them. No, I would right. listen. God bless you. Live your life however you want to live it. Do what you got to do. It's not my thing. But you know what I'm saying? Like, do you? I don't have a problem with you just because you're a trans woman. No, just because right. I don't want to fuck with you. No.
It's a lot of it is crazy because, you know, just in the.
Sean, you
cut out there, Sean.
It's crazy because what, Sean? What? All right, we go.
Sean, he's driving over there to confront her right now. Said it's crazy because I'm on my way over there.
Word, I just so happen to be going to confront that chick, but yeah, nah, that's crazy, man. But you know, listen, we in a world where people just be TJT, and as I like to call it, talking just to talk. Saying shit just to say shit, just, you know, for that click, for that viral moment, you know, for the clout, whatever it is. But no, if you're a man who doesn't date trans women, that does not make you transphobic. It just means that you don't date trans women. That's it. As long as you ain't disrespecting nobody, you ain't physically harming nobody. You have the right to choose to be with whoever the fuck you want to be with. Why is it like I have to be with a trans woman because they identify as a woman now? Like I have to be with them? No. Fuck it.
Yeah, I thought that shit was so stupid. But again, this is how people are thinking nowadays. And it's fucked up because it's like, yo, don't try to label me as homophobic or transphobic just because that's not my preference.
Exactly.
Like, and then to then try to make the correlation with like, well, that's no different than an infertile woman. No, it's a big difference.
I swear. How could you even?
It's a huge difference. Yeah. Because transgender people, they do not have periods. They do not have ovaries. They do not have women. They don't have the things that women have to procreate, to produce, to grow, to
can they make can they don't make, they don't have that breast milk.
No, even though now they have you know breast simulators and nipple
no 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 no, no, no. I'm talking about the,
we're
I'm talking
not
about
even
the
gonna
real
go
thing.
Into any of that.
I'm talking about the real thing. I ain't talking about what somebody made in a lab or right. they did some science experiments. Or I'm talking about, does milk come out your titties? Huh? Then I don't know. It ain't the same thing. I'm sorry. I know that, as Dave Chappelle would say, I know the alphabet community might come at us behind this, but I got to call a spade, and we love everybody. Like, let's just be clear. We love everybody. We support everybody. We don't hate on nobody. But you can't just start labeling people just because they don't do what you feel that they need to be doing. Sorry.
Yeah, it's no shade to the LGBTQ community. There's no shade at all. But a spade is a spade. Like you said, it is what it is. A woman is a woman and a male is a male. If you decide to change and to, you know, become who you feel inside, then that's your prerogative. More power to you. Mm-hmm. Follow your dream, follow how you feel in your heart. But that doesn't mean that you have to go along and, you know, tear down people men who that's not their preference, and women who cannot procreate, because that's two completely different ball games. And I'm just going to say this last thing. She has to be one of those new generation people that think like that, because anybody in our age group they're really not thinking like that or saying
was she
crazy.
Was she a trans woman, or she was
no?
Okay,
nah. I put it up in the group chat earlier this afternoon because when I seen it, I kid you not, I probably watched the video like 4 or 5 times because I thought I was misunderstanding what she was saying.
Yeah,
because I'm like, there's no way that's the logic you're using. And she does look younger than us. She looks like she's probably in her mid to late 20s. She looks like she's younger than us. She looked like she was born a woman. But again, I don't know what the fuck was going through her mind to even think that. And it's what made it even more bugged out to me was that if you were born a woman, and maybe she wasn't, maybe I'm fooled by just her presentation, but if you were born a woman, why would you think it's a red flag that a man doesn't want to date a trans woman? Why would that be a red flag to you?
So I'm saying, I don't know.
Well, that's why my first statement was she has to be a trans woman, because it doesn't make sense for a woman to make that statement for me personally, because I'm a woman. I mean, who knows? This new generation has, you know, hasn't surprised us. But, you know, somebody who's making that statement would lead me to believe that that is a trans person that would say that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of hurtful, too, for a trans person to say that. Like, I know you want to be something and it's not your fault or our fault, anybody else's fault, that you can't, you know, be what you really want to be because God didn't make you that way. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that you need to go around and you need to, you know, talk about men and say that they're transphobic, and you need to talk about women who cannot have children. That's a very sensitive, especially as sensitive it is for trans people and how they, you know, how sensitive they feel about how people speak about them and feel about them is as sensitive as women feel when they cannot have children.
Right, because that's a major part of a woman's life.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. So, you know, if, you know, to anybody that's listening, please, you know, remember that. Remember that. As hurtful as you feel when somebody talks about you and how it makes you feel about transgender and being trans and that whole situation, is the same way women feel about not being able to bring life into this world. It's equal to me.
Facts.
Yeah.
Listen, we're gonna get out of here in a minute, but we're just gonna end off on a positive note. I'm gonna say congratulations to Raphael Warnock. He defeated just clown Herschel Walker in the Georgia
the
Senate.
Vampire or the Senate? Werewolf
or the coon, because he likes
he's
to be
such a clown.
He said that's, you know, he liked to be referred to as a coon.
You know, the coon is the smartest animal in the South.
Yeah. So I that was just crazy. So, but fortunately, we can now. That's another topic that we can kind of sweep and get that up out of here, because again, Raphael Warnock, he won, and we don't have to worry about that clown coming anywhere near political offices, you know, for the foreseeable future. So congratulations to that. And yo, man, shooting the shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit, y'all. Have a good night.
See, the problem is I ain't going nowhere. You can shoot at me, you can stab at me, take your best shot. This is the remix. Suck a dick, no homo. Dipset remix, let's go. My flow is Novocaine, my bars is hurricanes. Katrina. I got hella cane, Mac in the melon range. Hop out of shells exchange. I wanna see these niggas die, make they moms feel hella pain. Walk around like I got a broom in my pants. Now that's a fucking AK, heavy tool in my pants. Damn, man, these cowards better stay in they lane. And if they ain't getting the picture, it ain't in the frame. No VVS is staying my chain. Day in my reign, you must have wrote your will already if you saying my name. Yep. Hell, Rel, Mr. Ruga Ruga, I'm a shooter. You hung with the girls, you double dutch a hula hooper. Hop, skipping and jumping, block clicking and jumping.